Welcome back to another episode of Marketing Sucks. And what sucks this week is not knowing how to create reels in a short enough amount of time and wasting time doing it and then second guessing ourselves and not ending up posting anything. And then our competitors get all of our leads. That's what sucks. So let's talk about it. What we are going to focus on today, and again, super short episode, guys. I promised that this month I was going to do like 15 minutes or less on my solo episodes because I really just want to take away all the fluff and all the stuff and just give you the checklist, the things to do. So today is no exception. We are going to talk about the Ultimate Reels checklist. So I did have this as a post on the feed a few weeks back, and essentially it was one of the highest saved posts. So I figured that I should just do an episode on it and walk you through what those steps were. So I'll have them link this in the show notes to that post, so that you have like a visual of it as well. But let's get to it. So number one, I want to talk about what we are wasting time on when it comes to video recording and content and all of that. And so a lot of the time what we are wasting our time on is second guessing and doubting ourselves. And so what I find is the best way to get through that really is to make sure that I have a plan, that I am organized, and that I'm scheduled, because then I've put aside the time, I've done the work, and now it's just time to do the damn thing and then schedule it and post it, right? So if we are not being organized with our time and not being efficient, then what ends up happening is we don't actually end up doing the thing that we want to do, right? So we just need to schedule it in and life will happen around that thing that you've put in your schedule. That I 100% can guarantee I live by that method. So what we're going to do is teach you how to fix that, how to fix wasting time and get the most out of your time when it comes to creating content. So number one, the biggest thing is that you're going to turn off all your distractions. It's huge. Honestly, it's just like when, if I want to work out, like my Pilates coach, who's actually going to be on the podcast next month, I believe. The one thing is that, you know, if you're really dedicated and you want to be really focused, just turn off all distractions, put your phone on airplane mode, do whatever it is that you need to do, let people know you're not available, like do not start checking email in between, turn off all distractions and schedule yourself some time to actually work on the things that are going to move the needle in your business. Number two, you're going to actually sit down and do the damn thing. So you're going to start by writing out three topics to cover. So essentially what we want to do is you're not going to sit down and be like, I have to plan out 3 months of content, meaning that's 90 pieces if I'm posting three times a week or whatever it is. And you know, once we start doing that, what ends up happening is we are going to get frustrated. And we're going to think that we can't do it, and then we're not going to do it. So let's just keep it very simple. So you're going to write out three topics to cover within your niche and whatever your business is. And then you're going to create 2 to 3 subtopics under that. So each topic, let's say I want to talk about stories, right, on Instagram. So I'm going to make my subtopic 1 relevant, 1 trending, and 1 opinion piece. So I may have the relevant one be about how to, you know, sell on stories or what to post on stories. Maybe that's a better one. And then for trending, I would find something that would be a trending audio or something that I can make relevant to selling on stories or posting on stories. And then an opinion piece, give my 2 cents on how I schedule myself on stories. From there, then I'm going to, so I have my 1 topic, then I have my 3 subtopics, and now I'm going to create hooks for each subtopic, right? So each piece of content that I want to create. So if you want help with hooks, go to episode 13 and that will break down hooks for you. And then there's also in the show notes of that episode, a free guide of 50 hooks that you can download. So I'm going to go and I'm going to write out my hooks, and I may even write out like a small script or anything that I'm going to need to create that piece of content by video. Now what I'm going to do is I'm going to close my computer. I'm not going to do anything else. I'm going to schedule another day where I'm going to actually record it. Now, if you are kind of stuck on time and you need to do it all in one day, that's great, but you're going to have to make sure that you have these other things prepared. So make sure that you have a good spot to film, you've got good lighting, and that you have a few outfits planned. So usually what I like to do is just wear a neutral bottom and then just have different tops, because that's going to obviously be easier, especially if I'm not shooting at home and I'm shooting at the office or wherever. So when we talk about good lighting, you do not have to go out and buy fancy equipment and ring lights and all of that. Just put yourself in front of a window, okay? So there really is no excuse here. And then it's go time. So the most important part is don't overthink. If it takes you more than 3 times to shoot something, move on to the next idea. And this is why it's important to have multiple types of video that you are going to create in one go. Because once you're stuck on something, what's going to happen is you're going to get really frustrated. So at least you can move on to the next thing and pick something that's a little bit easier, that's not as challenging, that you're going to feel really confident either saying or doing. And I want you to make sure that you literally just try and get it done in 3 takes. Do not try anymore. If it takes you more than 3 takes, move on to the next. I'm going to say it again, move on to the next, because what's going to happen is you are going to literally get very, very down on yourself. And then what's going to happen is it's not going to come across as authentic, and it's going to look forced, and it's going to look really staged, and it's going to look really rehearsed. And that is not going to fare well with your audience. So it's better to move on to something else that feels a little bit more like you. And maybe that piece of content that you're trying to create just isn't landing because you truly don't believe in it. So move on. So really make sure that all of the content types that you are putting together in your Reels checklist, like all of these topics, all of the trendy stuff, all of the opinions, like make sure it fits also with your brand, your audience, it's relevant, and it's staying true to who you are. Because at the end of the day, you're not going to make the content if you're not enjoying it. I promise you that. That is like a guarantee I can give to you. So what I want you guys to do for your action item, and I told you, we're keeping these episodes so short this month because I really just want you to get to work. I want you to go and schedule 2 days to go and get this done. So I want you to be filming at least 3 pieces of content this week. So please schedule it in. It should not take more than a couple of hours. Head to the other post that has this all laid out for you step by step as well. And I really hope that it helps getting you moving on creating more video content. We want to see your face. Your voice matters. People want to hear what you're selling. They want your help. They want your services. They want your product. They just don't know you exist because you haven't been showing up. So we want to see that happen. Obviously, make sure to tag us if you take any of our action items so that we can share it and send the love. And until next week, we hope you have a good one. Bye.